This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patients. Last name Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L. First name Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. The date of evaluation, March 4th, 2025. The patient's date of birth, December 29th, 1953. The reason for consultation, pre-op left hip surgery. The chief complaint, the patient reports long-standing history of hip pain, period. Patient was felt to have osteoarthritis and is requiring hip replacement, period. He further reports symptoms of chest pain, which is worse with cough, period. He has had no shortness of breath, period. He denies any rest chest pain, period. He further denies exertional chest pain, but reports some dyspnea with exertion, period. His past medical history, includes coronary artery disease, next number, history of congestive heart failure, next number, history of four vessel coronary artery bypass grafting. The medications, acetaminophen 500 milligrams, take 2 Q8-PRN, apixaban 5 milligrams, 1 BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams, 1 daily, baclofen 5 milligrams, 1 Q8 hours, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams, 1 BID, clopidogrel 75 milligrams, 1 daily, fluticasone 1 puff, PRN, hydrocortisone cream, hyphen discontinued, levalbuterol, 2 puff, BID, lidocaine 5% ointment, Q12 hours, PRN, Miralax, PRN, Singulair, 10 milligrams daily, ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, take 2 PRN, nicotine transdermal, 14 milligrams, Q24 hours. The allergies, penicillin, family history, father with prostate cancer, social history, patient is a smoker, he notes alcohol use, he notes marijuana use, period. The review of system, constitutional, he has had weight gain and weakness, period. He further reports fatigue, period. Skin, he has had rash. Eyes, he wears reading glasses. D. genitourinary, you report frequency and urgency. Musculoskeletal, as for HPI. Psychiatric, he reports nervousness. Physical examination, blood pressure 136, correction 131/73, pulse 100, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 195.10 pounds. The impression, this is a now 70-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, who underwent four-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting in 2023, period. Post-surgery, he was noted to have pleural effusion requiring thoracentesis times 2, period. He had been subsequently found to have ongoing congestive heart failure, period. Patient had subsequently been lost to follow-up, period. He now presents with findings of osteoarthritis, non-cardiac chest pain, and history of congestive heart failure, period. He will require echocardiogram and chest x-ray prior to his current procedures, period. Will defer on recommendation for surgery at this time. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.